This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AME 60, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our first responders, which also include our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, plus the Border Patrol and the great job they do keeping us free and safe. Thank you for all that you do. And to the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks. And also to the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the things we have over there to offer, and some of the things over there will save you some big money. And we got some free stuff over there, too. All right. Joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, Detroit's own, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was that for an intro?
Everything was great until Detroit.
Well, we're going to get into that because we're going to talk about Dearbornistan for a short bit. But let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Ron, I got to go somewhere because back in the last hour, Denise Simon and I were talking about Dearborn and Sharia law and the female Muslim mutilation that they're allowing to take place around the country. We had a listener send us a email and wanted Denise to ask the question, and you're getting the same question. How is it we can have Sharia law in the United States when it's not legal to have it to begin with, and you got it right there in plain sight in Dearborn, Michigan?
The reason why is because it is allowed. We don't have, in many parts of the country, people are not enforcing the law. And that's why you have places like Dearbornistan and others, by the way, in the country where these kinds of practices are happening. Not only are they having the child mutilization, you also have seen honor killings,
yeah.
At least I know about in Dearborn, and I think a few elsewhere, but I know about in Dearborn. And it's because people are, I guess, turning a blind eye, and they're not allowing U.S. law to supersede any other law. They've been bullied. When Muslims reach a certain percentage of the population, they become very emboldened, and they push. And instead of the Americans pushing back, they are allowed to have their way. And that's what I've observed here in Dearborn.
Now, the honor killing brings up another point, because what happens is the honor killings usually wind up going in a Sharia court to begin with, and there are such things. Sometimes they'll go back to the civilian court for criminal prosecution, and sometimes they won't. And everybody's having a problem trying to understand why they wouldn't automatically be brought up on charges of murder. When you kill somebody, you kill somebody.
Absolutely, Captain. There was also a big case here about spousal abuse. Woman was just getting beaten like crazy, and she sought to divorce her husband. And the trial was going along pretty well, but all of a sudden the husband brought in an imam, and the imam plainly stated, "Quote: In our religion, we're allowed to beat our wives." And the judge said, "Oh, okay then. Well, guess we have to go along with it. Religious liberty." And
yeah, I remember that, and I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I tried not to believe it, but it did happen.
And that was so the answer to this, now let me interject something and then I'll see what you think. In my opinion, the answer to this is we must take a tougher approach as to who we elect to our elected positions. And we need to have people that are going to go in there to enforce the laws that we have on the books in America. Never mind this other stuff, because that law doesn't count.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. I know this is a little bit of a jump, but it's in the same meaning. I don't know if you saw yesterday in the city of New York,
mm-hmm.
people were dumping buckets of water on police officers.
Yeah, I did. And they were throwing things at them. Yep, that's very, I'm mad. I'm angry. My brother, the firefighters, are mad and angry about that, too. I got a lot of friends up there that were in the middle of that. And I'll tell you what, I don't know what the answer is. But to me, every one of those clowns that did that would have been in jail.
And they should have been arrested in a very rough manner, in my opinion. And that would not have happened under Giuliani. And I don't even think the guy that followed him would have allowed that either, Bloomberg. He was. I don't think he was that crazy like that.
No, and he...
Because of that mayor.
Yeah, de Blasio.
The current mayor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, blah, blah, yeah. Terrible, terrible. But it's a reflection of the society that we're in and the people that are willing to elect these kinds of people. Remember, the government is nothing more than a reflection of its people. And if the people continue to elect these kinds of evil individuals, this is what you're going to see. And unfortunately, many others suffer as a result of that.
And by the way, there's a study that's come out now that says there's no evidence that white police are more likely to shoot black civilians. In fact, the crimes committed against the police are more drastic than what the police are doing the other way around. So, and this is a pretty good study coming from Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. All right, hold on. I'll be right back. Folks, the Captain's America will be right back. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. By the way, we're going to play one when we come back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Wow. Uncle Joe Biden is either not too bright or he thinks we the people are a bunch of idiots. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we all know one of the strategies of the political left minions is to tell lies over and over again until the voters swallow them hook, line, and sinker. But when Uncle Joe Biden recently channeled Barack Obama and told a room full of believers in everything socialist, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it, whether employer-based or private insurance plans. Of course, Obama made that same promise with a straight face, knowing that was not the case. Now, Biden has stated that Americans can keep their employer-based or private insurance plans, knowing that is not true if government insurance prevails. The sad truth is that's about the best thing old Uncle Joe has to offer. He doesn't even have an original untruth to offer. Pretty sad. Like the late, great Yogi Berra once said, it's deja vu all over again. I'm Ron Edwards. Don't miss the Ron Edwards Experience talk show emanating from flagship station KCKQ AM 1180, Reno, Nevada.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, and this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, where right now you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for every new Chevy and Nissan and every pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website right now and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/
free credit check. That's Moss Family Automotive that features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida. And they are the original home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program that saves all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers too, a ton of money, 24/7, 365. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That's worth another $500 to you. All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning.
How'd you like that Edwards Notebook I slid in there?
Love it.
Okay, now, we need to talk about whatever it is that's going to transpire tomorrow when Mr. Robert Mueller comes to talk to Congress. And the DOJ has already told Mr. Mueller that based on his previous testimony, they reminded him he needs to stick to the public findings in the testimony and not ad lib.
I'm glad they did that because he's been doing a lot of practicing and getting ready, and I'm glad that they narrowed it down to what has already been, you know, discussed or whatever and written about, because you don't want to add another bunch of details that have nothing to do with the original situation and how all this malarkey got started in the first place. The document was signed by Deputy Attorney General Bradley, what's his name, Weinsheimer? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
And, you know, it would include discussions rather about, I think, investigative steps or decisions made during his investigation, not otherwise described in the public version of his report. So there's a bunch of other details, but I'm glad that they're narrowing it like that so that the Republicans and others will not be caught off guard and, you know, it's like, stick to the facts, ma'am, and so they can finally publicly get to the bottom of it. Because they know the truth, but now the public needs to know, and that's how they'll find out through, I believe, through cross-examinations by some of the Republicans.
Now, we have this huge problem where it seems everybody on the left side of the aisle, if you don't agree with them, they're calling you a racist. Yeah. And Cory Booker was on CNN, and this is what he said to Dana Bash.
You said the president's original comment was racist. Many of your opponents, Bernie Sanders, Julian Castro, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, they've called Trump himself a racist. What makes you stop short of that?
Well, I actually am not. The reality is this is a guy who is worse than a racist. He is actually using racist tropes and racial language for political gains, trying to use this as a weapon to divide our nation against itself. And this is somebody who is very similar to George Wallace, to racists who he's using the exact same language. As somebody texted me during his rallies, I've seen this before in black and white, and now I'm seeing it again decades later where I thought our country was beyond this. I'm seeing this in full color. So this election, in many ways, is yet another chapter in our American history. We've seen it with the Know-Nothing Party, which was trying to stop Irish and German immigrants. We've seen it with McCarthyism. We have a demagogue, fear-mongering person who's using race to divide, and this is a referendum, not on him. It's actually a referendum on the heart and soul of our country. Well, who are we going to be, and who are we going to be to each other?
All right. Now, I'm going to take a caller, because before you get a chance to answer here, Ron, we got somebody that's been holding here, so let me go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Robert from Largo.
Okay. What's your question, sir?
Oh, no. I just wanted to make a statement. I wanted to thank you for the phone numbers yesterday for the squad.
Oh, thank you.
Just called them all, told them they were doing a great job, and that we love them.
All right, thanks. Is that all?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks. Okay, well, I gave them the numbers yesterday for the squad. Everybody could have it. And, you know, the calls that they're getting, I believe Tlaib's approval rating right now is 9%.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not Tlaib. Omar. Tlaib's approval rating is 14%. And Presley is around 22, but their negatives are getting worse and worse and worse the more they talk.
Good, 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 good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I hope they stay right out there in front and as the face of the Democrat Party. But back to your point about Spartacus there, what an idiot. But this is a trick that they use. They use this garbage about, he's a racist, because they use that to try to nullify points that people are making, especially white people that are making, that are logical, that are correct about principles, and because they don't agree with it, and they think that because they want to fundamentally transform this nation into basically a garbage hole.
Yeah.
And so in order to do that, they try to nullify the forward thinking of Americans, not just whites, but people that want to restore this country and get her back on the right path. And people like, Spartacus there and many others, they continue to exercise their right of free speech to spew that big fat lie about racism.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, by the way, is nobody's racist. And you look at all the wonderful things that have happened just looking at the economy alone, black unemployment, you know the drill.
Yeah, I do.
And even if he was a racist, if he's in office and he's doing all these great things, I'm of the opinion I wouldn't care. I'm looking at what's happening in the economy. I'm looking at the good that he's doing for the country overall. And, people will condemn me for saying that, but I was brought up to be an adult and not care what the next man thinks about me, to try to be the best that I can be. And I think if more people stuck to that principle, our country would be a lot better off overall.
Well, and I go back to the military, and you can ask anybody that's been in the military. We don't care what color you are. When the time comes and our lives are on the line, as long as you do your job and I do mine and we're still standing and nothing's happened, guess what?
Yeah.
Color didn't matter.
The last time I checked, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I thought we were all Americans.
We are.
And I think that's the main point that we should focus on.
Be Americans first.
As we concentrate on being the best individual we can be, overall our country will be much better.
Mm-hmm.
Because a country is nothing more, as my dad used to say, nothing more than a reflection of its people.
Mm. And by the way, somebody asked me where the phone numbers are, if I was going to repeat them again. They're actually on my Facebook page for not only but they're also on all the different Captain's America, Third Watch Radio and Captain's America Radio Show page. They are there, so you can go there and find them. Okay, very quickly, Rashida Tlaib, your favorite friend up there in Dearborn, she wants to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour, and she's going to propose legislation to do just that.
Wow, what a way to kill the U.S. economy.
Well, they're not going to get the $15 an hour federal wage.
I know, but I'm just saying the idea is just ludicrous.
All right.
It would kill millions of jobs.
Okay, well, we got to let you go, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. You hear him twice a week, Tuesday and Thursdays. Coming up next, Kathy Chamberlain, that girl with the book, that big old book. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to take your phone calls, too, at 877-969-8600. Wait till you hear what we're going to talk about here. We got the plan, and we'll tell you what it's all about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
No, I'm not going to be watching.
President Trump at the White House asked by reporters if he will be watching Robert Mueller's testimony on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
Probably. Maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding.
And the president goes on to tell reporters,
the Democrats were devastated by it. They went crazy. They've gone off the deep end. They're not doing anything. They're not doing health care. They're not doing infrastructure. They're not lowering drug prices. I'm lowering drug prices. First time in 53 years that drug prices went down last year. 53 years.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 18 points to close at 27,171. The NASDAQ gaining 57 points. The S&P 500 up 8 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in the 185 franchise that the Freedom Boat Club has located all across the country, including 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Parlez-vous français? Yep, they're in France. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, the website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Check them out for more information. Well, joining us right now in studio, our special guest today, Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables. Hey there, kiddo.
Hey, great to be back here with you today, Captain.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, the reason you're back here is because you've got a very popular book, and people keep asking me, we keep talking, as I have for, gosh, I don't know, 18, 20 years, whatever it's been on the radio, about the Collard Piven strategy and about rules for radicals and what they keep trying to do to implement them to literally transform the United States of America to what they want, which is a progressive left socialist nation. Now, we don't want socialism in America. I don't. You don't. The majority of the people listening to me right now, the majority of the people in America don't want socialism. But the more they talk about it, the more they misrepresent, the more they make it sound like a utopia because they're giving away all this free stuff, the better it sounds to some of the younger folks. So the squad has come along. And they're making a bunch of accusations that Donald Trump is racist. And in the past, conservatives have backed down. Donald Trump isn't. He's doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down. What say you?
I am so happy to see that, and that's what I love so much about him. And it seems as though, you know, in his first 2.5 years, or 2 years, I should say, with all that collusion delusion hanging over his head, he couldn't really attack back as well as he is now. So he's really coming on strong against them, and I love it.
Now, the other thing is your book is pretty much a who's who and how to fight back against the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals that are coming at us. And you have so many different quotes here. In your book on page 214, 215, you've got a quote from the book, and I'll let you go ahead and read it.
Okay, yes. The quote actually is, to the left, truth does not matter. What does matter is how they couch their reactions towards Trump's actions. Alinsky says that the left's reactions should be clothed in shock, horror, and moral outrage. That's the big thing with them. The more outraged they sound, they believe the more convincing they're going to be. And as far as the left goes, and Alinsky, they should always be public, and the more dramatic, the better. Overblown reactions to Trump and everything he does, for example, falsely comparing him to Hitler and the KKK, calling him homophobic, racist, and xenophobic, etc. They're all the means that the left uses to achieve their goals. Alinsky's third rule, and this is really important because Alinsky, not just does he have 13 tactics to use against us, but he has 11 rules of ethics, of means and ends. And his third rule is, in war, the end justifies almost any means. And make no mistake about it, they think this is war.
And, of course, the phone number, if you've got any questions for Kathy, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Now, how did you get the title for the book, Rules for Deplorables? How did that come about?
Well, a lot of us probably remember Clinton's famous rant during one of her campaign meetings, where she was speaking at the LGBT for Hillary. It was a fundraising gala. And she said, if you recall, quote, you know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables, right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. That's us.
Yeah. Well, no, that's her. Everything
well,
she
that's
just
true.
Described, that's her.
Good point.
See, these people, the more they describe the way they see you to be, that's the way they themselves are.
You're right about that, and we need to start calling them back out, and Trump is doing exactly that right now with his tweet against the squad, calling them racist, because that's true.
Now, Alinsky called the silent majority the do-nothings, and the do-nothings appear publicly as good men, humanitarian, concerned with justice and dignity, like, for example, Mitt Romney. Got him nowhere, did it? Mitt Romney lost that race because he would not go after the very person that he should have gone after, and that was Barack Obama.
Exactly, and basically, if you want to go back even one more campaign than that, John McCain, there was a campaign rally, or I think it was like a town hall, but one of his supporters asked him point blank, "Is Obama an Arab sympathizer?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, McCain, rather than, he could have just said, well, I don't know, because he did not know. None of us knew, and none of us know to this day. We can kind of make our own guesses.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, McCain said no, emphatically. I mean, how does that help our cause?
He also reprimanded him and says, I'm not going to take questions like that. I'm not going to go there, or something to that effect. I remember when he did all that, and
yep.
Most of us just went, you got to be kidding me.
Yep, exactly.
Because anybody, and by the way, I knew about Barack Obama going all the way back to 2000 because of my friend Frank Silvato, who ran a campaign against Barack Obama when he ran for state senator and got elected, came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Frank Silvato, who's from Chicago, they had all this information about Barack Obama, his background, where he came from, how he worked his way along, how he was here in the United States as a foreign exchange student on a foreign visa, which, by the way, we'll get to that in a minute, but let me get on over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and what's your question for Kathy?
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater. I got a question and I'm going to hang up.
Sure.
She's obviously, and I mean this respectfully, a tactician. which I can appreciate. We need to hear more tactics. We know that the left's kryptonite, if you will, against us is racism. We fold up and fall down like a cheap suit whenever we hear the word racism directed at us. And I agree, we need to stop doing that. What is the kryptonite, if you will, that we can use against the left to make them fall down and fold up like a cheap suit or
okay.
cheap house of cards?
All right, thanks. Thanks, Sam. Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
Well, you know, the fifth tactic that we're talking about of Alinsky is ridicule is a man's most potent weapon. They are experts at using that against us, and we have to be the same going back. Now, Trump is the first
president. Throw it right back in their face.
Exactly, and Trump is the first president I've ever witnessed who does exactly that. If you've noticed in the last couple of days, he's had some very strong tweets as far as calling out the squad for their behavior and for being racist themselves.
Now, see, that's my whole theory here, and this is what I talked about, and I talked about this at the different meetings I've been at. When they throw at us, and I thoroughly understand Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. I get it. I understand it. I've studied it for years. When I know what they're doing and how they're doing it, I give it right back to them, right in their face, right back to them, and just pound it, pound it, pound it. And you know what they usually wind up doing? Putting their tail between their legs and leaving.
Well, exactly.
Because they can dish it out. But they can't take it.
Yes, absolutely. And
unless they're in a big gang and said you're outnumbered 100-1 or whatever.
Right. Well, that's why, you know, Alinsky says that it's almost impossible to counterattack
mm-hmm.
ridicule. But Trump is doing it, and we mm-hmm. should all be behind him 100%. Now, you know, the Never Trumpers and the elitists in the Republican Party, they want him to be a gentleman and to act presidential. Mm-hmm. No, we can't. We have to stop putting that pressure on him. He's got to take the gloves
no,
off.
No, this is a brawl, and
absolutely.
We need a brawler. And when all you got to do is look at Antifa. Look what they're doing on the streets.
No, goodness.
And nobody's doing much of anything to them. I believe they're a domestic terrorist group, okay? And the only thing that we can compete with them is when we go into an area and Antifa's there with 25, 30, 40 people, we have to have 25, 30, 40, 50, maybe even 100 people to counter them. That's what we have to do. And if they want to get tough, we'll get tougher.
Yeah, one of my chapters is Mobs versus Jobs, and it talks all about the Antifa phenomena, and it talks about conservative groups that are showing up at these rallies to counter Antifa, or Antifa showing up to counter them. And the left is calling them, this is another example of ridicule, the left is calling them right-wing conservatives. Now, they're not right-wing. They're sticking up for our country, and we should all back them for being the first line of defense.
Right. And again, people just can't take the ridicule when it comes the other way. Okay, let's see here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Make it real quick.
Yeah, this is John from Sarasota.
Hey, John.
Hey, Matt. You'd be proud of me. I got out there at the farmer's market Saturday morning wearing my mega hat.
Okay.
Being loud and proud there.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Well, there you go. Kathy, you'll be back in the next segment here. Right now, we got to take a break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and now it is time for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Here we go. Alrighty, and for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, today, Tuesday, we'll have scattered showers. Now, they'll start a little bit earlier right now because we've got Tropical Depression 3 over there off the east coast of Florida between Bermuda and Florida skirting up the coast. So there'll be a little bit more rain coming in sooner than later in the afternoon. We may get some afternoon showers too. But we'll have winds this morning starting out south-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature today are at 87 degrees. We had our low tide at 12:52 a.m. Our high tide coming at 7:17 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, part of a 185 location network of Freedom Boat Clubs all across the country, including 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Now, keep in mind that at the right now, at a limited time, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. So, Check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or call them at 855-FREEDOM. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lane from Sarasota.
Okay, go right ahead.
First of all, you had mentioned something a little earlier that no one was doing anything about this Antifa situation.
Uh-huh.
There's a group called the Proud Boys that are probably the fastest growing organization in this country. And, of course, you look at Wikipedia, they say we're a white supremacist group, which is unfortunately a big lie. We have blacks. We have Latinos.
Yeah.
One of the Latinos was one of the founders of this group.
Yeah, I've run into you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We stand up. Roger Stone is with us. And there's a lot of doctors and lawyers and people that care about this country. It's time to stand up. And if you don't stand up, you're going to get squashed. That's just the way it works.
That's what we've been saying.
And the Sharia law is Sharia law. They're trying to, Hollywood and everybody else is trying to make this gradually come into effect. Dearborn, Michigan, you don't even go to Dearborn, Michigan unless you are willing to fall into that chain. And that's basically what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Look up your local Proud Boys. Get involved. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with who they are, so I've seen you before around, and you know who I am, so there you go. All right, thanks very much. And I know what he's talking about there, Kathy. And, again, it's part of getting involved. Now, obviously, you have to fight fire with fire. We are living in times where the progressive left liberal socialists are pulling out all the stops to fundamentally transform America into something that we don't want it to be. We are. We really are.
I agree. Yeah, for sure. And regarding what the caller just said, that's what I was talking about. That these guys are being called right-wing nutcases, basically. And that, again, is ridiculing what the left believes is the enemy. And they think that we're all going to believe that these guys are right-wing. No, they're not. They're the first line of defense against this nightmare that we're
facing. Well, let me go to George, my buddy George with Bikers for Trump. Bikers for 45,
yeah,
I guess it is.
I know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand what they're all about. They say, well, it's another one of them bikers, you know, and they start with that stuff. No, these are patriotic people. They're very sharp individuals. They know what they're doing. They're not there to cause any problems, but they can dish it out or they can take it, whatever the case may be. And I've seen them have to be involved in situations where people come in and they get rowdy and they have to be literally taken out of a facility and, you know, get handed over to the local police or whatever. And that happens. But here's the thing. These people are forcefully trying to ram their thoughts down our throats. We don't want them.
That's exactly right. And we can say the same thing about the guys that are down there on their own time at the wall trying to give as much help as they can. A lot of Americans are stepping up to the plate, and that's what we need more of for sure.
Yeah, and of course we have private individuals that are involved in, and by the way, this is something else that's not being reported. We have private individuals that are giving money to see to it that the wall can be built on it, the different sections of it. And there was $100 million that flew into the picture the other day that nobody knew anything about
for
whatever reason.
I saw that.
Well, more sections of the wall are being built than people know about. So now getting back to you and your book, and if you have any questions, folks, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600. Rules for Deplorables. Now, you have a Facebook page. You have a website. People can go there. They can get your book. You're getting out and about in different areas. You're going to different groups and talking to them. But Donald Trump is doing exactly what he needs to do. He's facing this challenge head on. He's going after them. And, again, when you go after them and you give it right back to them, right in their face, they back off.
Well, not only that, what I was really encouraged to see is over the weekend, for example, on the Chris Wallace show, they had he's sending his reps out to also drive home.
Steve Miller was on that program.
That's correct.
And Chris Wallace went after him.
He did. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, that's another whole story. But Steve Miller is the senior policy advisor to Trump. And one of the things I really liked was he came out and he said, as a Jewish person, he really emphasized it. And that's what we've got to do. He said he was highly offended that AOC would, or as you call her, AOC, would diminish the Jews by comparing holding centers down there at the border for immigrants to concentration camps. It's just ludicrous, and we got to start calling them out.
Now, we had a message sent to us here from James in Clearwater, and he says, please don't call them the squad. They're the Clueless Coalition, rule number five.
I do like that. Good job, James.
Well, I've been calling the Mob 4, I've been calling them the Jihad 4. I mean, anything other than the squad.
I like the Mob Squad. Remember the good old days with the Mob Squad?
Yeah, there was Mob. Now they're the Mob Squad, yeah.
Yeah.
But anything other than what they're calling themselves, because, and again, I put a picture up on Facebook. Colonel Jim sent it to me. He'll be on the program tomorrow, by the way. Colonel Jim sent it to me, showed a squad of military.
Yep, I saw
in their combat gear, and then showed the squad down below and said, this is the squad.
That's right.
This isn't.
That's right, and we just all have to keep driving that home. That's the bottom line. Alinsky basically said that when you attack with ridicule, you go beyond, above and beyond. You even, to the point where you hit below the belt, and cause as much damage as you can. That's how they think. We got to start thinking in those terms. No more playing Mr. Nice Guy. It has not worked for decades.
Okay, well, this final segment, this final couple of minutes here, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue trucks when you see them out there. It's probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military men and women and first responders, too, get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, Kathy, here's what you need to do. Tell everybody how they can find your book.
There's various different ways, and if you go to my website, www.rulesfordeplorablesbook.com, you'll find you can order it through PayPal. It's also available at Amazon.com, both paperback and ebook. And I'm coming out with an audio book soon. Very proud to be able to announce that. So just stay tuned. Go to my website, sign up for future newsletters, and I'd love to hear from you.
And I thoroughly endorse this book, ladies and gentlemen. It's worth the read. It's worth the investment to find out how to combat these people on the left and exactly how to take them on and do what needs to be done, because we've got to put them in their place. They're not going to take no for an answer. And I'm telling you right now, the more they do this, the more they're turning up the other side of the aisle, meaning us, the conservatives on the right side of the aisle. And we're going to send them back where they came from and retire a whole bunch of them from politics. Mark my words. Okay, Kathy, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, I'll be back tonight on the Ray Didio. Don't go anywhere. Coming up, many of your favorite programs, including Good Morning Scott James up there, Valdosta, Georgia way. We appreciate you very much, my friend. And go, Mr. Mayor. Go, Mr. Mayor. I'll be back tonight, everybody. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.